this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Wednesday, boys and girls, and this is an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports. Yes, it's Thanksgiving Eve, over the hump day, whatever you desire to call it, it's here, and it's ready for action. Okay, yes, I won't forget, and hopefully you don't forget either, okay, boys and girls? Let's get to some sports news on this abbreviated version, so I guess you can go and eat your turkey or have fun, like me. Okay, Detroit Lions, DeAndre Swift, questionable. Kenny Galladay and Jeff Okuda is out for the Thanksgiving extravaganza at Ford Field this coming Thursday, or as I should say, tomorrow. While Swift is questionable to play, the Lions rule out six players Thursday, that's including wide receiver Kenny Galladay for his fourth straight week. Galladay has not played or practiced since he practiced only sparingly since leaving the first half of the November the 1st loss to the Indianapolis Colts with a hip injury, okay? Jeff Okuda's shoulder is bothering him. Danny Amendola, his hip is bothering him. Mike Ford, his concussion. Deshaun Hand, groin. Austin Bryant, his thigh. Also, all of those particulars I just mentioned, they are out. So, we'll be looking for hopefully a winning game with the Houston Texans, who got firepower left and right. But again, hasn't played that way all this season, so the Lions have an opportunity to score some points on this particular one and maybe come in there and play some decent defense. Who knows? Who knows? Pittsburgh hosts Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving night at 8:20. Pittsburgh, you know, as they were saying before all this drama started there, Pittsburgh could have been the first NFL team to clinch a playoff berth, but they need a win, a loss, and tie by Miami or Las Vegas this upcoming Sunday. However, the reports came out this afternoon that the Ravens-Steelers Thanksgiving showdown has been moved to Sunday. Yes, Sunday, boys and girls, at 4:30. So the Thanksgiving game that you all anticipate to see tomorrow at 8:20 on NBC, you won't see it. I don't know what they'll do in between that. Maybe they'll have some, I don't know. Bad move for NBC. The Tennessee Titans going to play the Baltimore Colts. They both are 7-3. They both in top of the AFC South Division. They'll play the Keith Showdown this upcoming Sunday. That's about 1 o'clock. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes will lead the Chiefs to Tom Brady's place at Raymond James Stadium. That's a Sunday. That's at 4:25 on CBS. Cleveland Browns play Jacksonville there. Cleveland Browns have a stellar 8-2 record. But again, things can happen. Browns been holding on a wee bit, you know, since this season's games there. But again, they're winning. They're not losing. Arizona Cardinals take on the New England Patriots at Gillette with the two fastest, or should I say, running this quarterbacks in the league there. So you have a good lineup of good games coming up here this upcoming Sunday there. Alabama's coach Nick Saban has been tested positive for COVID-19. Alabama said Wednesday that Saban is experiencing mild symptoms. Saban has been tested for positive for COVID-19 ahead of the team's games for Georgia upcoming there in October. But again, he was asymptomatic, okay, and tested negative following a follow-up test of the positive test that he was deemed to be false. That was before, but now this is the real deal. So Saban will sit out this particular upcoming week's game. The Iron Bowl will be the game there with Auburn, I do believe. Alabama will take on. I know he's going to be very hurt on that one. They said this morning we received notification that Coach Saban tested positive for COVID-19. Alabama said in the statement he's very mild symptoms so far. His test is not to be categorized for a false positive test. He will follow the appropriate guidelines and isolate at home. Saban was unavailable to coach, or will be unavailable to coach, against Auburn this Saturday after he tested positive. His sideline, he was sidelined again. He was sidelined before with the Georgia game this past October. So I don't know what's going on in Alabama, but whoa. The Detroit Pistons had a press conference today here on the four rookies they drafted. And I didn't get too much information, but the one information I clearly got from Troy Weaver was he got some intelligent human beings to start a foundation with. And one thing he just said, he didn't say it for sure, but I guess the characters, when he walked in that building and saw what he had to work with this season, just wasn't good enough. And so he got permission to tear the doggone thing down. Him and the coach agreed on the moves that were made, so you don't have to say that he was out of bounds or out of luck at all for picking who he picked. Dwayne Casey agreed with it wholeheartedly here, okay? So, these four picks, will make, hopefully, a huge effort and all those other draft choices and free agency picks. It was a whole heck of a lot of them there. Now, 4 days ago, they acquired Dwayne Desmond, okay? The Pistons did that. They're now waived Dwayne Desmond. The league source confirmed that to the Detroit Free Press. Likely, the move was intended to part ways for a sizable roster and maneuver under the salary cap. As I mentioned, Desmond was expected to get a whole heck of a lot of money from the Pistons. They're about $13 million this particular pay that he was guaranteed to get there. So the Pistons just made it nice and simple. They waived him. So he'll get $1 million from him, and he's free. Yes, he's free to go wherever he wants to go. So he's out of contract and got $1 million to boot to. Yeah, kick it on in there. What a job the Pistons are doing right now, getting rid of players left and right here. Desmond, again, he had 2 more years in his $26.6 million contract remaining. However, he'll get the $1 million consolation prize for waiving his contract and doing whatever he wants to do during the season upcoming. Yes, he will. Detroit University of Mercy's men's basketball team will not be traveling down Kentucky to play the Bluegrass Classic as, again, due to COVID-19 testing in the men's basketball program down there. It just came positive. And also at Detroit UD Mercy as well has some staff members that were not experiencing symptoms, but, again, came up positive with the test there. They're now going to quarantine. No other players or coaches were tested or had tested positive for a few members of the team. Isolate during the close contact tracing there. For that, UAD has canceled the trip to Kentucky for that holiday extravaganza this upcoming Thanksgiving. That would have started this week, but they won't be involved in it, at all because they'll be quarantining and getting themselves together to clean up their act. A lot of basketball played today as college basketball got a hold to itself there. Michigan State played, Michigan played. I do believe Central also played, and also Oakland played. Guess what, boys and girls? I have none of those scores because it don't matter right now. I don't know why I didn't do it. But maybe Sunday we'll talk a little bit more intelligent mode on college basketball there. Right now, it's football season. I'm just saying, you know. Basketball season can't get here fast enough for the pros, but we all know when they're going to start. A prominent wrestler was suspended after joking and wanting to rape WWE star Sasha Banks. Sammy Guevara, a competitor with AEW, that's the All Elite Wrestling company founded by Tony Khan there. He was labeled a sick and twisted on social media after he did that, which made remarks, distasteful remarks about Banks there. Gray was signed with the AEW early in 2019. He's always had a reputation of making very pervert comments. He did work once upon a time backstage for the WWE at events one point in time before he signed with AEW. Right now, this gentleman is suspended, but I watched AEW tonight. Didn't look like he was suspended to me unless AEW taped the show for the Wednesday, which can always be possible because tomorrow's a holiday, and maybe that's it. Maybe that's just to do. Call it what you will. Now, Sunday, upcoming Sunday, no Lions game because they're playing tomorrow. We will have a Sunday show. The Sunday show will be before 6 o'clock, and it will, might be an abbreviated version, but we will try to contact and get some college basketball talk into the conversation on Sunday there. A lot of football to be having in the NFL. That's going to be happening there. And a lot of you just going through that vacation there. Hopefully, all of you, please, and I say please, take care of yourself during this holiday vacation. I know it's a thing to want to see members of your family. It, I can't say what to do and what not to do. I can lean on saying, please wear a mask, please wash hands, please be very careful and cautious about what you do and how you do it, please. This thing is not over. Yes, they talk of vaccines left and right, all the hype is going on there, but not one damn shot has been given to anyone but the volunteers who volunteered for this particular test to see if this thing is going to work or not. So still, be cautious, be careful, and wear your mask, please. I'm just saying, please, please. Butch on Sports is a presentation of My Darling Productions. I wish you and yours and everybody have a happy Thanksgiving there. Again, be careful, be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, do every doggone thing possible to keep safe for you and your fellow man or woman there, okay? Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. If you can check out Butch on Sports or check out Butch on Sports, as I'm talking to you absolutely fast because I'm trying to get off the air. And do Podomatic. Yes. SimpleyButchToO.podomatic.com. Also, the Game Sports Show, GameSportsShow.com. And also on Mondays, I join Scott Nason, EJ Russell, and Dave McKay on the Game Sports Show. Okay, I'm done. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy yourself. Have a great, great time. Be safe.